freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give away all the features there. Those other radio talk show hosts, they charge for their sites. We do it for free. And we've got more stuff for free than those guys charge for. Seriously, freetalklive.com. Go take a look and see for yourself. All right, let's go to the phones. Jason in New York, been holding very patiently. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, thanks for letting me hold over. I want to bring this to attention because Dr. Kent Hovind is a creation scientist. He taught public school for 15 years, science, math, trigonometry, and it kind of worked into a ministry when he answered an article in a local paper about supposed dating of fossils. But he has been fighting the IRS for about 5 years now on, let's see, they charged him with 12 counts of not withholding taxes from employees, 46 counts of taking money out of the bank to pay ministry bills, they call it structuring, and one count of threatening an agent because he filed a complaint with the agent's boss for his numerous violations of the law over the last 5 years. The agent has been trying to indict Dr. Hovind on something. His scheduled, I believe, he went through trial, and they thought he was a flight risk, so he has been in the Escambia County jail system in Florida since September.
Yikes.
Yeah, and he's the nicest guy. He will not lie. He has done nothing wrong. He doesn't have any employees because he's not a corporation. Although he has a ministry, he's not 501c3, therefore he's not under the jurisdiction of the federal government. But they just railroaded him like they did the other gentleman that was on your show earlier.
Ed Brown, so they just threw a bunch of charges at him. If you don't have, what does it take to actually have employees? I mean, Mark, you work with me here every night on the show, but you're not my employee.
No.
Whoa, there's the dog. Let that dog outside. Anyway, so you're bringing this to our attention just because it's yet another person being railroaded by the state. Has he actually gone into his trial yet, or is he being held for trial? I missed that point.
Oh, his trial is over.
Oh, okay.
He is supposedly going to find out whether they get an appeal, whether they get...
I presume he's found guilty.
Sentenced. Exactly what happens, whether it's going to be the case is going to be dismissed, or he's going to be acquitted tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Oh, wow. Okay, so this is happening right now. Okay, so...
Yes, sir. Happening right now.
So the jury is... wait, now, there's a chance he could be acquitted at this point?
There is a remote chance because he has thousands of people that have been influenced by his ministry and know him personally, and they have written thousands of letters. He was also fighting the county government over a permit. And because he is not incorporated, he is not under the jurisdiction to have a permit for building on his land, on the ministry's land.
That's been going on
for about 6 years.
If you have a link to any stories about him in the news...
Yeah, actually, I was going to do it. Obviously, Triple W.
No. I mean, if it's a long link, don't worry about that.
DrDino.com.
Dr. Dino, D-I-N-O?
D-R-D-I-N-O.com.
Okay.
If you want the full story, go to the blogs, find the link for the blogs.
Great, we'll take a look into it. And Jason, thank you for alerting us to it. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 1-800-259-9231. I don't know, creation scientist. What is that? That's somebody that believes that God created everything? Is that the...
They're taking the point of view and trying to prove with science that, that the world was created as opposed to, most scientists believing in evolution, that kind of thing.
I might completely disagree with his philosophy in that particular case, but I certainly support his ability to keep the money that he earns and not pay taxes to this criminal government of ours. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line. Let's go to William in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, William.
Hey, guys. I called y'all about a year ago talking about my citation for disorderly conduct when I was traveling to Arkansas.
You're going to have to recap for, especially, not just for us, but for anybody who's just tuning in. What happened?
Sure. My wife was written a ticket, and after the state troopers left the car and started walking back to their patrol car, I didn't lose my temper. I said a few things in the car about the fact that my wife just got written a ticket. And apparently one of the state troopers is a pretty good lip reader. Because I got...
It looked like you said vacuum?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Or something. And but, it, I mean, the expletives weren't directed at the state troopers.
It was just, you know, you were just making expletives because things
F
were...
this, F
yeah,
that.
Things were
right.
unhappy for
right.
you.
Right. Well, the state troopers were already upset because I would not present my identification because I was a passenger in the car. And I told them there was no reason for them to ask for my identification.
Okay.
Eventually, when I found that they were going to be, I gave in to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd already ticked them off. Come to find out, reviewing Arkansas criminal procedure, I didn't have to legally present my identification to them.
Mm.
I hired an attorney in Arkansas for $600, and the attorney said, well, it's going to be your word against the three police officers.
That's no good.
That's $600 advice.
And yes, and it's possible that you could spend 30 days in jail. Now, you know, I have a wife and a baby to take care of.
No, can't do that.
So I pleaded no contest and have a criminal record now.
Oh.
You know, they're just keeping the street safe.
Wait, what were the charges again? Cursing out a police officer?
Disorderly conduct.
That was the only charge you faced?
That's the only charge.
Wow. Amazing. And so you were found, or you pleaded guilty on that. What was the punishment again?
I had 6 months of probation, and then my record would be expunged after 6 months. It's a racket. I had to pay $250. Any citizen would be arrested for extortion if they behaved in that manner.
Absolutely, they would. So you were essentially charged with this crime because you uttered a few curse words while you were sitting in the back of a police car.
No. I was sitting in my own car.
Oh.
With the windows rolled up.
Amazing. That's just despicable. Hey, William, quick question for you. What sort of phone are you on right now?
I am on a singular wireless phone.
Okay, it sounds like crap. I don't know, there's some sort of weird popping sound, and I think you've called on that phone before.
No, I actually use my wife's phone because you didn't like my phone.
Ian doesn't like popping noises, I can tell you that.
Maybe it's something on the network side, but it's I just remembered it being you before, I thought. So, I mean, I thought it was me.
Oh, yeah,
something.
It's me.
It's perhaps a weird fetish of his.
I don't have a landline here. I apologize.
Hey, not a problem, man. We really appreciate hearing from you, and hopefully you can get the heck out of Tennessee someday. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, the Packet 8 toll-free line. Let's go to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Long live Free Talk.
Hey, Dave. What's up?
I got the old-fashioned landline here.
You sound good.
They work well, the best.
Hey, I'm curious to know what went on with your discussion on the decriminalization of marijuana up there in New Hampshire.
Oh, yes. I think we probably we hit that in hour number one. That's why you didn't hear it last night. We went there yesterday to Concord, and there was a nice turnout. I would say that the majority of the people in that room were for the decriminalization of marijuana. Pretty much the only people that were against it were some of the police, and of course we had some police on our side in the form of law enforcement against prohibition.
We had more police than they did.
It went really well. In fact,
tell you you were going to grow breasts?
They didn't pull that one out. But essentially, I actually talked to one of the representatives by phone today that's on the subcommittee that's been assigned to look at this bill, and he said he was open-minded. He was a former corrections officer, and he saw a lot of kids come into the jail that he worked at that he just didn't feel like they really deserved to be there. And so I think, you know what, we might actually have a chance at making something happen here in New Hampshire, Dave.
Hey, I think they're... pulling some sneaky stuff in California.
Hang on, we're going to talk about that more on the way. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line for you, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki. WIKI.freetalklive.com is where you go. There's over 900 pages created by listeners like you just waiting for you there. Wiki.freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And somewhere you're going to want to be, because Mark and I are going to be there.
Yes, we are.
And a bunch of other liberty-oriented people are going to be in attendance. John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, Ron Paul just announced.
Big deal, man. Get your tickets.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I looked at the schedule at freestateproject.org/libertyforum just to see where Ron Paul was showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be at the closing ceremony.
Is that on Sunday?
Sunday.
Mm.
Yeah. So
that's a reason to stay for the whole thing.
A reason to stay to the very, very end. And I'm interested to see what's going to happen, because he hasn't really officially announced his candidacy for president yet. As far as I understand it, he's formed an exploratory committee.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows what'll happen? It could be interesting. Either way, it's going to be neat to be able to meet Ron Paul and, you know, shake his hand. And who knows? Maybe we can, if he's there Saturday night, maybe we can pull him aside and get him on Free Talk Live for a little while. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be really cool. I'd get him to do a little promo or something for us.
We're going back to the phones here. Dave in Montana, you're back on Free Talk Live listening on KGEZ. You still there, Dave?
Yeah, the feds are up to their practicing tyranny against the people in California after they voted in the medical marijuana. The feds just heard shutting them down.
After a decade. It's been over 10 years now since California voted in medical marijuana, and the Fed still won't leave them alone.
Right. They're practicing their fine art of tyranny these days.
That's all it is. And unfortunately, the California government and people don't understand how to stand up against them. They don't have the mentality of the idea in their heads that they can even stand up against the federal government. So
I find out that the only people that want it illegal are the ones selling it or the ones making money chasing it.
You're right. Or it's either one of those two, or they're just ignorant and they haven't heard
right,
the truth yet.
Right, or they're just ignorant and, and they're like the sheep and they believe that you're going to grow breasts. You know?
You really would have been amused to have been sitting in the hearing that we went to here in New Hampshire yesterday, Dave, because they brought out the usual suspects, the attorney general, the chiefs of police, and some other...
They try to scare you with all these self-important people or whatever.
They brought up the same old canards like, oh, well, marijuana is so much more potent now than it was in the past. And I wish nobody called them on that one, because really there's
such
a quick
varieties. They don't understand there's different varieties.
Plus, there's an easy rebuttal to that. They're making a point that is actually in favor of marijuana legalization, and that is that if marijuana is more potent, it just simply means that you have to smoke less in order to get high. So it's actually safer.
Well, you could smoke a different variety, and it wouldn't even, you know, not that it wouldn't. You know, get you that high or whatever.
Well, it's true. And, credit to one of the representatives who did take the time to speak up and say, look, you guys don't even understand this drug. You claim to be law enforcers. You don't even understand. There's a plateau. You can't go any higher. There's a certain point.
I could go buy a bottle of vodka right now and down it in 10 minutes and drop dead. But
you could.
And I can't go get any hemp or whatever.
I couldn't have put it any better. Dave, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. Yeah, that's the point that the representative made. Thank goodness he made it. Because it was very, very important to point out, these cops were trying to paint marijuana as though it was this dangerous drug. Now, they didn't come out and make the old claims that Anslinger and Hearst did back in the day, that it would turn you into a crazy, crazy murderer.
It'd be great if they did that, because then it would show what, you know, a bunch of ludicrous crap it is. Now, I noticed that most of the legislators there, it seemed to me, were ancient. They were either old or
all of them over 50.
Old
for the most
and former cops.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there were several of them there. There was just no way they were going to be converted on anything. You know, they were looking at staring at the ceiling.
Oh, there was one guy
fiddling with stuff.
The Mr. Buzzcut guy was just sitting over there. He was the guy that was sort of staring at the ceiling, and he left for half of the time. He was just gone.
Yeah, just didn't. You know, he knows how he's going to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And it. You know, and that's just the way it's going to be.
So I thought it was important that the representative brought up the fact that marijuana isn't like alcohol. As Dave pointed out, you can keep drinking until you die with alcohol. With marijuana, it doesn't matter. You can keep smoking it, but there's a certain point at which you can't get any higher. Like, you'll just start falling asleep after that point.
The worst thing that's going to happen to you with marijuana is you fall asleep.
Right. But yet they tried to paint it with this brush of, oh, it's so dangerous, now it's more potent than it ever was in the past. That's a good thing! 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. Troy in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey there, guys.
Hey, Troy. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to talk about Ed Brown a bit, and I just wanted to compliment him if he's... Well, he's probably not listening, but...
He's got dial-up. He could be, but it's unlikely.
Well, anyway, he's, you know, taking a principal stand, and he's, you know, when he's saying he's going to shoot anybody that comes on his property to take it. And that's kind of just what I wanted to mention, is that kind of the dilemma that us libertarians are in, and that is, you know, we can go to court and argue these things, you know, whether it's, you know, this legalese, how these guys that want to get out of paying taxes,
mm-hmm.
they're trying to do it kind of circumvent the law, kind of, or even if they're right about the law, what it ultimately comes down to is the gun.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah.
So we can, you know, talk about all we want, but, you know, they want to take our money, and they're going to take our money. So,
yeah, it's hard to fight the law with their own law. They'll just the judge will just say, "Well, that's your interpretation," and bar your interpretation from his courtroom.
Yeah. So what's the solution? Is what I'm wondering. When, you know, when
the solution to what exactly? The tax situation.
Well, the tax situation, or anything like the even though if you want to use the marijuana situation, which isn't a big deal with me, but you know, the right to. The right to bear arms, the right to keep your own money.
I don't know what the exact solution is going to be, but I can tell you the general concept, and that is the Free State Project, to get as many liberty-loving individuals in the same place and have them stand up for freedom. When one of us is attacked, have the rest of them rally behind that individual and let this government know that we've had it, that we're fed up with their crap, and we're just not going to take it anymore. I don't necessarily think that the solution has to be a violent option. Now, Ed Brown is choosing that because they backed him into a corner. He has no other options. He doesn't want to go to jail, so that's where he's going. That's what he's going to do. He's going to use violence if necessary to defend what freedoms he has left. I don't think that's what we have to do to win. I think that we can win without that. I think that we can win by persuading the people of New Hampshire in the Free State to be of a more libertarian mindset than they already are today. Elect libertarian or liberty-oriented people, whether they're Republicans, Democrats, or libertarians, to office and turn the tide. Turn it around and move back towards freedom and stand up against the feds.
I think it's the only hope we have against some kind of terrible, bloody revolution somewhere off in the future.
There is strength in numbers, and the Free State Project is about getting numbers of liberty-oriented people to move to the same place. That's the solution, Troy. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Speaking of standing up against the feds, we'll give you the details on the DEA raiding 11 marijuana outlets.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A Tornado under your hood. A Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All of the features there, we give them away, and that does include the updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce. Updates.freetalklive.com is the way to learn about it. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And how close were the philosophies of Nietzsche and the Nazis? Check out the fascinating new DVD by Dr. Stephen Hicks, available at Laissez-Faire Books. How did the Nazis come to power in one of the most educated and civilized countries in the world? And what was Nietzsche's philosophy, was Nietzsche's philosophy the inspiration? Check out this and many other books and videos on Liberty at LFB.com, as in Laissez-Faire Books, LFB.com.
That's a great website, the whole, you know, just a web address, I guess, URL.
It's easy.
Yeah, LFB. Yeah. I mean, I wish we could have FTL.
1-800, we can't. 1-800-259-9231.
We can if we had enough money for it.
Yeah, whatever. It depends on if they want to sell, I guess.
Well,
DEA,
everything's for sale.
The DEA is at it again. In California, we've brought you story after story over the past few years on Free Talk Live of the DEA continuing to do what they've done here again. Federal agents Wednesday raided 11 medical marijuana outlets in Los Angeles County this week. According to the LA Times, they apparently seized several thousand pounds of processed marijuana, hundreds of marijuana plants, an array of guns, and bagfuls of cash. Oh, by the way, no charges were filed. They did detain about 20 people, but no charges filed. This is how they've been doing it over the past couple of years. They go into these places, kick in the doors, take all their pot, take all their cash, and leave.
And then they don't charge them.
They don't charge them.
Because they don't want to fight the California medical marijuana thing.
Why
they just take everything.
Right? Why bother going to court? Why bother fighting? Why
but if police are busting in and they're taking the evidence and they're taking all the money they can find, mm-hmm. and they're not charging anybody. I mean, that's what cops
that's
are supposed to do. They're supposed to arrest people.
Supposed to.
And when they don't, what are they? The equivalent of... are these just an armed
that's
gang?
That's what they are, yes. That's exactly
they're
what they are.
They're certainly acting like one.
The simultaneous... Well, get this. The simultaneous raids, part of an ongoing investigation. Oh, see, Mark, they just haven't gotten around to the charges yet. They're investigating, taking the marijuana, taking the money. That's part of the investigation. And the investigation apparently has just been going on for a few years now. They just continue to investigate the marijuana dispensaries and in the process take all of their stuff. And then when another one opens up, they continue the investigation by kicking in their door and taking all of their stuff, too.
Just investigate ad infinitum,
yep.
You know?
They were the largest an ongoing investigation by the USDEA, Drug Enforcement Administration, were the largest such operation in the county in recent memory. 5 dispensaries in West Hollywood were raided, with the other 6 in Venice, Hollywood, Sherman Oaks, and Woodland Hills. The action by federal agents angered some local officials and was taken despite a state law permitting possession and cultivation of marijuana for qualified medical patients. Officials said that more than 20 people were detained for questioning, but no charges have been filed. Authorities would not release any information about any other people possibly detained at the dispensaries. Sarah Pullen, spokesbureaucrat for the DEA's L.A. Field Division, said agents seized large quantities of marijuana-laced edibles that included, quote, anything from ice cream bars to lollipops to cookies to candies and candy bars.
Dear God, can you imagine all these things made out of marijuana so these sick people would have an easier time to ingesting it?
I think the suggestion there is she's not overtly making it, but the suggestion is that these are things people could give to children.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that, but yes, I can see the suggestion.
But guess what? You can't actually buy, if you're a child, you can't actually go into the marijuana dispensaries and buy marijuana.
And just so you know, the regular ice cream bars, they taste better.
In West Hollywood, agents in bulletproof vests, sunglasses, gloves, and face masks piled out of the stores, 4 of which were on Santa Monica Boulevard, with boxes and black trash bags full of seized evidence, while protesters booed and shouted, "States' rights and DEA go away," among other slogans. At the pharmacy, pharmacy, agents loaded 3 cars with bags as amateur documentary filmmakers and medical marijuana users pushed against police tape. The raid and protest clogged traffic, and motorists honked their horns to show support for the demonstrators. In all, Pullen said, agents seized well over 100 boxes of evidence and continued their work past 10 p.m. No, this isn't work.
No, this is theft.
This is thuggery. Out-and-out violence and thuggery against the American people. Against the California, the people of California, who voted in 1996 to legalize marijuana for medicinal purposes. And the system has been set up, and people who are sick are getting this product. And I'm sure some people who aren't sick are getting it. But they're getting it under a legal system. And the federal government doesn't care. They've got guns, and they aren't afraid to use them, and they know that they can push around the states, because the states have entered into so many different agreements with the federal government. The state police, for instance, they get money from the feds in order to have drug enforcement programs. The state education board gets money from the feds in order to get money for education. There's all sorts of strings that tie every state in the United States to the federal government.
Right.
And
you know,
so they're afraid to rock the boat.
The states have gotten so used to getting this money, they're not going to take any chances by protecting their citizens. They want that money.
And it was echoed today when I was on the phone with a local representative here in New Hampshire, talking to him about, he's one of the guys on the subcommittee, talking to him about the issue of decriminalizing marijuana. And he brought up the concern of, well, what about the federal government? And I told him that New Hampshire needs to be the first state to stand up against them. Because if New Hampshire has the courage to stand up and say, just say no to the federal government's stupid drug laws.
If there's a state that's going to be courageous enough, it would be New Hampshire.
If New Hampshire could stand up and have the cojones to do that sort of a thing, then maybe it would encourage other states to do similar things. Just stay out of, just stay out. We don't want you here. In fact, if you come here, we're going to arrest you. That's what I would like to see happen. West Hollywood officials say they were taken by surprise, only learning of the raids as they occurred. West Hollywood has a, quote, long-standing commitment to the use of medical marijuana for people with such catastrophic illnesses as HIV, AIDS. City spokesbureaucrat Helen Goss said, quote, we've been fighting to support the access of medicinal marijuana for many, many years, and there's just a great disconnect between the federal government and communities like West Hollywood, said a council member. Medicinal marijuana provides comfort, as well as relief, to people who are seriously ill, and seemingly they view those people as drug addicts who belong in jail as opposed to people who deserve compassion and assistance. But that's where you're wrong, Councilman Prang. The DEA doesn't care about the users. They don't believe that they're drug addicts. They don't care if people in California are smoking pot. They want it for themselves. They want the pot, and they want the cash, and they're not afraid to come and take it.
So it would appear.
It doesn't have anything to do with drug addicts or stopping people from getting their hands on marijuana. The DEA knows that they're not stopping people. I talked to a former DEA agent once. He told me straight up. He knew not very long after he started the job. Yeah, he started with the idea in his head that he was fighting the war on drugs and they could win this war. It wasn't long before he figured out that, nah, this war isn't winnable, and yeah, every time you bust a dealer, another one just steps in to take his place, and he realized, you know, that it was futile. They know it!
You know, and I've heard, as a matter of fact, Jack from Leap.
Jack Cole.
Jack Cole, yesterday, he said that, you know, when you pick up a burglar in a given area, burglaries drop dramatically. Mm. In some cases, in some smaller, you know, smaller and mid-sized towns, burglaries go away.
You bust a rapist and...
Yeah, rapes stop. If you, yep. You know, you catch a serial killer, the killings stop. But if you arrest a drug dealer, it doesn't stop. It doesn't even slow down. You haven't put a dent in anything.
Market opportunity is created for someone else who's willing to flaunt the law and make obscene profits. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. More on the way on the California raids. Also, other news about the DEA. In case for some reason you still don't think they're corrupt and dirty as hell, we'll give you some more information about them. And this from an internal government study. You won't believe it. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show, considering we give you all the features on the site for free. We ask that you voluntarily support us by buying some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. We got Free Talk Live hats, Free Talk Live merchandise like T-shirts. There's also the Free Marketeer flag. Bumper stickers are there. You actually can learn how you can get a free Free Talk Live bumper sticker at store.freetalklive.com. Don't forget to shop for everything else you need in life at amazon.freetalklive.com. Yeah, you know them, the world's largest internet retailer. If you enter through that link, though, amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of anything you buy in over 35 categories of products. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Talking about the scumbag trash known as the DEA, criminal gang known as the DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration. Yeah, yeah, they're cops. Yeah, they believe they've got so-called authority. And apparently they believe that their authority overrides the so-called authority of the states and the will of the people. Because in California, the DEA, despite the fact that for over a decade now, California has had a law on the books that was voted in by a significant majority of their voters that essentially allows for medicinal marijuana in that state. The DEA doesn't care. They're just going to go around, throwing their weight around, kicking in people's doors, stealing their marijuana, in this case, their medical marijuana dispensaries, public storefronts that people can walk into, show a doctor's note, essentially a prescription for marijuana, and be sold marijuana. You walk in, and you walk out with pot. And so the DEA has just said to themselves, here's the meeting between the DEA executives. Mark, looks like California's passed a law that actually allows for medicinal marijuana use in the open. People will be selling marijuana from storefronts. You know, Mark, we don't even have to do any research anymore. We don't have to do any undercover work. We don't. Busting these guys is going to be easy.
We can just walk right in and take it.
Right. I mean, before they had to, sit down the street with little monitoring devices, and they had to get warrants, and they had to go through a big process and investigate and stuff. Now they just have to open the phone book. Marijuana dispensaries. Up there they are. I'll highlight that one. We'll go there today. In fact, let's hit all 11 today, because that's what they did. They hit them all at the same time. Working earlier this week, they took away over 100 boxes of evidence and continued their so-called work past 10 p.m. This is robbery, plain and simple. and it deserves to be fought back against.
You know, it would be one thing if they would, bring the situation to a head by charging these people so they could fight it in court,
right,
and that kind of thing.
But no.
I mean, that should be their job. Now, whereas what they're doing is, it's strange.
Grab
and weird. They just take the pot and they take all the money they can get,
yeah,
and they leave. I mean, they're stealing it. Because if they're not,
they're confiscating
evidence and they're not arresting people, to my mind, that they're just using their badge to steal.
Back to the story from the L.A. Times, the spokes bureaucrat, let's see here. Oh, Jeffrey, we did that. West Hollywood Sheriff Station was notified of the impending raids about 1:30 p.m., an hour before they began, according to the sheriff. They moved in to help control the 50 protesters who gathered in the 7800 block of Santa Monica Boulevard near three of the stores. California voters approved Proposition 215 in 1996, which made marijuana available by prescription. SB 420, which took effect in 2004, clarified Proposition 215, and taken together legalized possession and cultivation of marijuana for qualified marijuana or medical patients. According to spokes bureaucrat Pullen, neighboring businesses and residents had complained about a significant number of the dispensaries. I don't know what they're complaining about exactly, and that there had been increased reports of crime in the areas around the outlets. You know what? Why on earth would there be increased crime around the marijuana dispensaries?
Right. I mean, they have to have some kind of medical, you know, they have to be get a prescription from a doctor in order to buy it from one of these places. And
are the
it's
sick
not that
people,
much.
Are the sick people the ones that are committing the crimes? Who, what sort of crimes have been on the increase exactly? Are, you know,
I'm sure you can find some crime that's been on the increase in every area,
right,
simply because some crime's going to be on the increase and some crime's going to be on the decrease,
right,
at any given time.
Right. They can spin the numbers however they want. She said, the bureaucrat said, anyone in possession, selling, or distributing marijuana is in violation of federal law and subject to prosecution. Though we haven't actually prosecuted anybody here in California for the longest time. In the last stories that we've read about this,
mm-hmm,
there was never a mention, ever, of anyone being arrested or prosecuted. They don't do it. They go and take the stuff and leave. There are hundreds of patients or thousands of patients in California who need safe and reliable access to a medication that their doctors recommend they use, and these raids are an example of the federal government going out of its way to interfere with the lives of patients. And I would say interfere with the lives of the caregivers who have put some money on the line in order to open up these storefronts.
Yeah.
Countered Steph Scherer, the founder of Americans for Safe Access, a national advocacy group for medical marijuana use based in Oakland. She says, I think if California has a problem with our law, that our courts and our law enforcement should handle it. We have no need for federal government to come in and interfere. They planned a protest. The raids came on the heels of separate actions taken Tuesday by the West Hollywood City Council and the L.A. Police Commission. The council unanimously approved an ordinance establishing permanent regulations on medicinal marijuana dispensaries, capping the number in the city at 4. Ugh, regulations. The police commission, meanwhile, voted to support a moratorium on new marijuana dispensaries in Los Angeles and for tougher regulations of existing enterprises. We just can't let people do their business. You just can't let people operate their business how they want to. It's just never enough. You got to have more regulations and more control.
As though that's going to change things. As though, you know, I mean, what's the complaint?
I don't understand it.
You know, there's some seedy people going in and out of this business. Well, you know, there's seedy people that go in and out of lots of businesses.
Seedy people like maybe Richard Eastman, a medical marijuana activist who said he was diagnosed with AIDS in 1995. Said he was horrified by the raids. Some of the pills that he takes to fight his illness said, take away my appetite, but the marijuana keeps me eating. As a result of the raids, Eastman, when they take these pills, it makes them sick.
Yeah.
Eastman estimates that perhaps 2,000 people who ordinarily would buy marijuana for medicinal purposes, quote, won't be able to get their medicine tomorrow. And it's not like they can go to Save-On or Thrifty. They should be able to. If, for instance, the decriminalization measure that we were looking at yesterday passed in New Hampshire, and the New Hampshire government were to make a law outlawing the DEA from the state, then Save-On and Thrifty could offer marijuana on the shelves. They could. There wouldn't be anything to stop them. And there would be profit in it for them, so it's likely that they would. The owner of one of the rated dispensaries said Wednesday that she was saddened that people won't be able to have the freedom of choice to use medical marijuana. Quote, "We abide by state and local ordinances and state laws in providing a service to patients because they have the legal right by the state legislature to be able to make the choice of having medical marijuana as their choice of therapy," the dispensary owner said, speaking on condition of anonymity. She didn't want to be targeted any further than she already had. She's scared of the violent organization known as the DEA. Now, if you don't believe that this isn't enough to prove to you that the DEA is an organization full of scumbag criminals, then here's some more example for you, another example from StopTheDrugWar.org. The DEA has rules in place to safeguard the hundreds of millions of dollars of cash seized and forfeited from drug suspects each year, but DEA agents largely ignore those rules, says a review by the Justice Department's Office of the Inspector General. This isn't just speculation by Ian and Mark on Free Talk Live.
As much of that as we'll do at any given time.
The lax handling of all that cash is an invitation to theft and corruption, the audit warned. It examined thousands of seizures between October of 2003 and November of 2005. During that period, DEA agents made more than 16,000 cash seizures, totaling nearly $616 million.
You know, and you never hear about corruption in the DEA. I wonder if that's because it runs from the bottom to the top.
Maybe.
I mean, here's the Justice Department saying that they are lax. Like, really lax with the money. They just, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't think DEA agents are stealing money from these drug raids?
That's exactly what they're doing.
Of course they are.
The Department Inspector General, author of the audit, DEA agents frequently failed to count the cash they seized, often didn't provide receipts, rarely bothered to record the seizures in agency ledgers, and frequently failed to have colleagues witness the counting and handling of the money.
No, they're too busy running in with their helmets and their MP5s, blacked out.
Failure to establish effective controls for safeguarding seized cash can lead to discrepancies. Accusations of theft
can lead to discrepancies.
Or misappropriation of seized
cash. It's a big bag of cash.
The lax procedures led to at least 12 instances where either the DEA's Office of Professional Responsibility, the OPR, or some other agency invested allegations, Fine noted. The investigation showed that DEA personnel didn't follow established controls for safeguarding the seized cash. Problems identified include agents not counting, not providing receipts, and they go on. But they don't say anything about anything that was done about it. They're just letting you know, hey, there's problems here. They're not counting the cash. They're not reporting it. Just wanted to let y'all know that. Okay, thanks. Hour number 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.